Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm really excited to get into the Word with you guys. And as always, let's invite the Lord into this. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you for this day that we're alive, that we're here to be able to hear your Word, to be blessed and encouraged by your Word. So we do ask, God, that you would open up our eyes, our hearts, our ears, our minds to receive the Word that you have for us today. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today we are going to talk about the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25, 1 through 13. And, you know, this is Jesus speaking. And I love it how he always speaks in parables because he wants us to be thinking. He wants us to process what he's saying in our hearts and our minds. And that's really cool about him. Because, you know, he uses a lot of parables. So the parable of the 10 virgins, my little five-year-old daughter asked me, Dad, what's a virgin? And I tell her it's a Virginian. You know, it's that's actually what it means. No, I'm joking. I tell her, you know, in a very, you know, way like that somebody who hasn't been married, who hasn't had kids yet, trying to get her mind to understand. We actually use Christ-centered books that explain the anatomy of male and female to our kids. That's what we did with our oldest one. It's a really cool book that kind of just broke it down in a Christ-centered way, and it was really good. So anyways, getting back to the parable of the 10 virgins, starting in verse 1. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they became drowsy and fell asleep. I want to just stop right there. So this parable of the 10 virgins, you know, it's like that we are these 10 virgins. We are these lamps. And this oil is the Holy Spirit, right? The lamp is our heart and the oil is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what lights the lamp. And it says that five were foolish and five were wise. Five of them didn't have oil for their lamp. Five of them did have oil for their lamp, that they were ready and they were prepared to meet the bridegroom. And it says that the bridegroom was taking a long time, so they became drowsy and they fell asleep. And so just think about that. Why would they not take this seriously? Why would they be foolish and for whatever reason not take it seriously to have oil in their lamp for when it really matters, they to be ready? And the ones that knew that, man, I want to meet the bridegroom. I want to be ready. I want to have light. So if he comes at a certain hour, I can light my lamp so he can see me and I'll be recognized and known by this bridegroom. So they were very wise. But it says they fell asleep. So think about this. As we're waiting for our bridegroom to come, it seems like, you know, that things can get kind of drawn out. Maybe practicing our faith kind of becomes like a repetitious, maybe even a thing that we don't feel like practicing anymore. In reality, that's what happens to a lot of people. We fall asleep while we're waiting for the Lord, become drowsy. And the story here has so much applications that we could apply to our own lives. I love these parables that Jesus talks about. So going back to verse 6, so they all fall asleep as they're waiting for the bridegroom. Verse 6, at midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. What it means, they turned their lamps on. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." So right there, I'm going to stop again. So the bridegroom comes at a time that they were not expecting, a time that they were sleeping, a time that they were drowsy and waiting. That's when he showed up. And that's how it's going to be. It's going to, nobody knows the time, the day or the hour, but there are a lot of people who claim to know that. There's a lot of different denominations and people who say that they know the time and, you know, they prophesied it, it never came to pass, you know? So like, again, nobody knows the time and it's going to catch people unawares, you know? So that's why we have to be wise and have the oil in the lamp ready to go at all times. Verse 10, but while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. The door was shut. So this is pretty intense. Verse 11, later the others also came. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. See, this is pretty intense. They come running back and they're asking, sir, sir, open the door. You know, maybe they're like banging on the door, a sense of urgency. And he comes out and he says, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. You see the significance of having light and oil in our lamps to light our lamps, illuminates us, gives us where God recognizes us. He knows us. He sees us. But when we're dwelling in darkness, when we have no light, God, we don't know God. And God doesn't know us personally. Like, we don't have that relationship. That's why he says, I don't know you. Yeah, you didn't have that light. You weren't lit up. You weren't waiting for me. You weren't ready. You weren't, you know, your light wasn't on. And so it's so real. And it reminds me as a believer to always have oil in my lamp, to always be ready, even in times of my walk with Christ when maybe I feel a little drowsy. Maybe I feel a little sleepy. I want to be ready, though. I want to have that oil there. And it's interesting to think that, you know, these people, maybe they were friends. Maybe they grew up in the same town. They knew each other. But it says that they were basically begging them to give me your oil. And they said, no, we're not going to have enough for ours and for yours. So think about that. Who are you hanging around with? Maybe who's trying to take the oil from your life? It's very important that we pour into people and shine our lights. But you have to be cautious, because there's situations and people who literally will try to draw the oil out of you and take you down with them. You know, I've known a lot of good people with good intentions that have gone out to reach different people, who are in different situations, and they get caught up. They fall into some kind of sin, or just being around the wrong crowd, their lights start to dim, and it starts to dim before they know it. They don't have any oil. They're not ready. They're not waiting. They're not expecting to be seen and recognized by God. And that's why it's important to examine who we have around us. You know, my circle is small, but the people in my circle are solid people who love Jesus and pour into me, and I pour into them. And so those of you that are listening to this, I would just encourage you to be ready to share the gospel with your family, your friends, because you don't want them to be the people banging on the door asking to be let in. And he's going to say, I didn't know you. So join me as we shine our lights, our lamps turned all the way up, never dimmed. All right. Well, God bless you guys. I hope that encouraged you with the parable of the 10 virgins, and be blessed today.